Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations.
Life Conversations. Committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 Well, there is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
Thank you. Important to me. I don't know about my neighbor, but you're important to me. Let me be a little bit selfish for a minute. Yes, I need you to survive. You pray for me, I pray for you. We're all in this beautiful relationship together. This ship needs us all to survive. We're in this party together. We're here for one another. No matter what we believe, no matter what we don't believe, no matter where we live on the planet, it's a whole new day. It's a whole new beginning. It's an end to something in the beginning. Because when there's death, there's also birth. When there's birth, after that, there's dirt. Dirt? Okay, yeah, you go to dirt too. Death. That's it. I got it out. That is Hezekiah Walker. That song is I Need You to Survive. And before that, we played Carly Jackson, A Lesson in Oneness. Same message, different expression, different words, but bring us back home. I can't believe I'm doing the show on a Friday at 7 p.m. Woohoo, it feels good. Good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very, 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 very important special day. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you're alive. The fact that you're just breathing in and breathing out, you're making a difference. Every thought you're thinking is creating a vibration in the ether right now. And if you can't get that, just know that everything you're thinking and feeling is creating something inside of you. You are making a difference. You are that place where God gets to represent himself, where God gets to represent herself, where God gets to represent itself. God is the same thing, many expression of the one consciousness. And when you understand that, you will know that we need each other. This is a co-creative experience. You are indeed listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. This is another special edition episode of the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. We did a show earlier today, 12 p.m. Eastern, and we had quite a few spiritual midwives join us to share their story, to share, you know, to inspire us, to pray us in and pray us out and just sprinkle love juice on us so we can catch some holy fire. Holy, holy, holy way. I know that's right. I am your host, Life Coach Ade. Yes, yes, yes. I'm excited to be here today. Two days in a row. How about twice in a day, something like that. Who knows? Who's counting? Yeah, don't count. It's nice to see you in the chat room, on the phone line, silent listeners disguised as guests. Monica is back in the house. Mother Wit, what are we going to do with you? I will put you in timeout, but I want you to listen. But then again, you're here. Since you're here, I'm not going to mess with you, Valerie. Stephanie, welcome back. Nice to see you. Thank you for being here. Celeste's in the house. Monica's in the house. There's some others that are listening I can't see. And those of you showing up as guests, welcome to the House of Love. We're here to support you on your transformation journey. That's the intention. What is the intention? To support you on your transformation journey. Happy winter solstice. Happy new beginning. Happy new consciousness, new awareness, new era. Oh, yeah. It's time to do things differently. We started the show with Carly Jackson, and you can find Carly on Facebook. Carly, CARLLIE, Jackson, JAXEN. She's on Facebook. And then we played Ezekiah Walker, I Need You to Survive, and you need me to survive. So stop tripping. His website address is lovefellowship.com. Lovefellowship.com. There you go. Today's theme in this month of December, where the theme for the month, okay, the theme for the month is being the light. And all the shows that we've played, everything we've played on the show, all the guests that we brought to kind of share themselves with us, from Cynthia James, Richard Moss, Bruce Lipton, Lynn Andrews, Bishop Carlton, Lisa Iverson, I mean, the list goes on. All is well. Yes, they've all been here to support you and recognize who and what you are. Ricky Byers Beckwith, we had a few days ago, and then we had Reverend Ed Bacon as well, reminding us to be the love, reminding us to practice the 8 habits of love. That's what it's about. It's a new way to love. We were all born for this. So if you're on this planet, no matter what's going on in your life, what you're going through and growing through, even if you're in pain, even if you're pissed, even if you're annoyed, you are here for this special moment. And the fact that you are here, no matter what you're going through, even if you're joyful and excited, it means you have something to contribute. You have something to deliver. You have something to share. You have something to give. And you only get to keep what you give away. So today we want to talk about the truth about December 21st, 2012, and talk about the truth of this day and how we move forward. For some people, they're catching the wave and like, oh, I feel the energy. Some people are saying, well, you know, it's just another day. Some people are saying, you know, I've been really working with myself and I'm recognizing the shift, but I'm not tripping. I'm in the middle. Come back to the middle, like India Ari would say. I'm in the middle, not overexcited, not depressed, just being mindful. And today's conversation is an interview with Mukul Ray, where we talked about December 21st, 2012. The day is here. We've been talking about it. The day is here. So now we want to make sure that we remind you and activate the love energy, the love divine, the light within you, so that you can continue to shine. And I don't know how you guys have been, what your day's been like today, but today's been kind of interesting. I mean, I started off, the day was real good, I've been great, but the evening part's been a little bit intense. Things get changing at the last minute, people can't seem to communicate what they're trying to say, and instead of me snapping, I just said, take a breath. Breathe in and breathe out. And I was able to bring myself back to the middle and trust the process. This is the house of love. Valerie, what are you talking about? I don't need to chastise you. I just need to give you a hug and say welcome home, because wherever you are, you're always connected to us. And all the new listeners that are listening, silent listeners, thank you. Thank you so much. Let's see. If you want to interact with us, you can interact in the Ask Life Coach at a radio fan page. Ask Life Coach. Ask Life Coach at a fan page, live page. Post your questions or maybe your thoughts on there. We'll be happy to get to it. You can post in the chat room as well, but we prefer the like page. And what else do I need to tell you? Because I'm ready to do this thing. I'm ready to get to the truth about December 21st, 2012. We have been birthed, you know, 12-12-12, the water broke. Now the baby's out, a new consciousness is out, and you are it. And so whatever you're holding on to that's not serving you, we've got the perfect show for you today to support you in releasing it. Why? You're going to find out. This is a conversation I had with Mukul Ray, and enjoy.
So let's jump into the Mayan calendar and the changes, and I'll just let you, as the expert on that, start from wherever you want to start from, so to give us a broader perspective and a clear understanding of what the shift that is happening now.
Well, thank you. The first thing that I'm really compelled to share is that there are several things, obviously. Everything is connected. There's so much projected onto us and through us that is unreal. And it has become very difficult for us to distinguish. So I want to really share a few things that will help us determine, as you hear the sirens out here in Washington, D.C., you know, it's like, it's an indication. Everything is active and vibrant.
Everything is connected, right? We've been told to wake up and pay attention.
Exactly. This is, you know, be alert, because this is a very serious opportunity. where we find ourselves in relationship to nature, according to the ancient ones, according to their measurement, is we find ourselves at a threshold, which means a new beginning, relative to these galactic cycles. That's the nutshell of it all. Mm-hmm. A new beginning in relationship with these galactic cycles. Now, when I say galactic, I know a lot of people might start to, it becomes so broadening at the thought that it can be sometimes hard to contain that or stay anchored in this grounded dimension here to the Earth, tethered to the Earth in this sense.
Right.
But I say that to say, so we can better appreciate that we live inside of a galaxy on a tiny, tiny planet, inside one solar system out of billions of suns. Whoa, that's a lot. So to consider the magnanimity of it all, it is magnificent, no doubt. And so the idea is that the ancient ones have the lens through which to perceive these greater cycles of our lives, of our evolution, of the wave of evolution that essentially we're riding. What I want to say to people out there listening, and I want them to share this with other people, share this with your families, with people you love. Things have shifted so tremendously in the past 10, 11 years, 12 years since the shifting of the so-called millennium. The momentum has taken such a turn in relationship with who we are, in our consciousness, within ourselves, within our families, our relationships, and the whole planet, that people are moving forward. People are moving into a new expression of love. They're moving into a greater expression of themselves. I say that affirmatively because I see it. Everywhere I go, I see people reflecting this. It inspires and informs me. You know, and that's what we're here to do with each other, is inspire and inform each other. We got to get in formation. And the reality is the formation of who we are is one. It's like an amazing mandala of oneness, this elegant awareness that everything is absolutely, you know, has always been interconnected. So I say that to say as we face this most amazing opportunity to co-create and collaborate in birthing something beyond our imagination, that there are forces, there are elements that try to misinform and create misalignment. And the biggest tool that they have is the popular media, the projection of themes of separation, of violence, of war, of these qualities. We have to begin to really understand life as quality. We speak about quality of life. What the ancient ones want us to see is that there's an order to the quality that we're here to really cause, that we're here to catalyze, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This order is in our DNA. It goes back to source. It's the original patterning. It's the blueprint. And as we get information, as we get light, as we become more enlightened, we can say, then we become more informed. We get in this formation. This is why we see the rise and the continuum of these formations called crop circles. Okay? An anomaly, a series of anomalies, thousands of anomalies that are unexplained and certainly not promoted through popular media. Let's pay attention. The idea of exposing people to the realities that exist is a very, that does not serve those who seek to have control over our emotions and our mind. It doesn't serve them.
Right.
To do that. So I say that with relationship to this thing we call 2012. It has such a deep charge. It's got a mathematical factor. We can talk about that in a little bit. But the reality is that quality has been usurped. And so the movie industry, popular media, has stoked people's, added fuel to the fire of people's fear, as you said, at the top of the show.
Right.
And that is something that becomes a burning thing in us that we don't know how to extinguish and we don't know how to transmute or channel.
Mm-hmm.
So what I really want to recommend to listeners out there, the wisdom that was given to me from elders that I trust and know and deeply love, is to connect with this earth, to ground the charge of energies that are coming through the planet now due to this amazing phenomenal alignment. Things have been tremendously challenging and tragic on the planet. We need to become able to speak about this, not to the point of empowering this, but to the point of acknowledging so we can heal and release, so we can vibrate higher together. The reality is there's only one of us here, as my brother Robert Pugh says. There's only one of us here. All boats rise at the same time. You know, and there is a rising wave that's lifting all ships at once, whether we're conscious to it or not. And I really, again, just offer that people ground this frenzied charge of energy. Everybody feels everything speeding up. We all feel this. And this has been something that's been processing and transitioning to greater and greater velocity for the past decade at least. What to speak of the past 5,000 years that the Maya may have observed is what they call their great cycle. Well, that 5,000-year period is coming to an omega point. It is the beginning as well as it is the end all at once. Now, in this omega point, referred to as December 21st, 2012, lies the absolute unbridled, unbound, infinite creative potential, best served and really only able to be ignited and connected with due to its frequency when we vibrate higher. So we can visualize the idea of vibrating higher as riding this cresting wave of transformation, because there has been much that is caught up in the wave and become tumbled. Mm-hmm. Now, that has its purpose, too. If anybody's been to the ocean and has seen or been in the ocean and has even surfed or swam in the ocean, you know the force and velocity of the ocean waves. Now, just imagine the galaxy as an ocean. So this evolutionary shift, this thrusting wave of absolute infinite potential, the absolute yes, as you said at the top of the show, yes, activate your yes, right? The yes factor, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. that's what time it is. And it can't be underemphasized, the importance of this choice point. So the whole message essentially is choose love. Now, how do I arrive there in a world where I'm reflected of people projecting their feelings of insecurity or their fears or their doubts or their own traumas? But we do this with each other in the mundane world. We have to vibrate higher. We have to begin by becoming attuned to who I am. What is my purpose? What is my creative opportunity in being here? How am I a participant in the harmonization that's happening with or without me? So the choose your change or your change will choose you could have a, you know, that awareness is critical. Be a catalyst yourself. Be creative. Be unbridled. Don't be afraid to express your love. And this is another key thing, Coach Ade. This is very important, and you very well know this. As we cross this threshold, we must make the assessment not only of our gifts and our talents. We want to bring these out. We want to share these with the universe, with God, with all that is, with each other, with the world, with the children and the elders and our families and all sentient life. We also must, prior to this, precluding this, if you will, we must release the density of our resentments.
Mm-hmm.
We must dissolve the veil of separation between us and our family or our siblings or those that have wronged us or harmed us or those who we feel victimized by, any of this. This is the time to connect with this planet Mother Earth, and consciously release it. Weep if you have to.
Let me jump in there.
Really?
Let me jump
really?
In because the point you're making is very, very important. I want to tie it with the raising vibrations. As you talk about releasing the density, does that help to increase the vibration?
Absolutely. I mean, it's like this. Mm. We know if we go to catch a flight right now at the airport, that if we take excess baggage, we're going to get charged a hell of a lot of money. And I know that that doesn't really inspire me to feel very positive about that situation. So I'm conscious to pack as light as I possibly can, and be mindful of that which I'm bagging up and trying to take with me over this threshold. Because another way to perceive this opportunity is there are many cultural references to this. It's like the you know, as we're, you know, our deeds, our consciousness, our heart is weighed against a feather by Maat. You know, that we have to be light. You know, and the idea of light traveling and traveling with light, you know, and lightening our load to raise the vibration by releasing the density, by dissolving and releasing the density. See, the thing of it is, these ideas, these traumas that we've experienced, and all of us have them, the whole planet, if we want to really recognize the enormity of the density and the trauma that's been visited, think about the earth. This is why the natives say, pray for the rebalancement of earth, because that includes everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That helps us recognize that I have my trauma because my mother and my father had their trauma.
Right.
I can't be here to make them wrong for their trauma. For God's sakes, they're an innocent child just as I am.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all one in this. It's not political. It's not economic. It is purely energetic. We must come to accept that love precedes and concludes and continues all.
Indeed.
You know,
indeed.
And this,
yes.
this seeps right down into the soil of our relationships, the soil of our perception, the lens through which I'm seeing the world. Am I looking through a scale of my trauma? And am I perceiving people as other than me, as separate from me? You know, where do we find ourselves imposed of a consciousness that keeps us separate, which gets into the idea of the frequency of false timing, which is a whole other thing, and this is definitely relates to the Mayan calendar, or where are those sources of inspiration that guide me and support me and sustain me in being at one, or atonement, at one-ment with life, with this eternal universal truth that is seeking to find its way to express to and through us at every moment of our waking life. I mean, this is the thing. There's never a time when you can just step outside of it. You know what I mean? It's like they say, you can't mess it up.
That's right.
And I really say this for people that do feel confused, that do feel misinformed, that do feel traumatized or even victimized, for people that feel that they've been dishonored and disrespected. You know, because many people do, and many people have been, brother. You know, we'll be clear. We're going to call it what it is. Because we live in a free will environment. There is so much imposition on us that would attempt to redirect our sovereignty to love. Our sovereignty to love, man. Like, that's what time it is. And I'm so passionate about this because I'm connected to this. It matters to me. I devote my life to this awareness because I see it as the solution that I can provide, that I can share and give. And I see how it's affected me and transformed my perceptions about the opportunity before us. This choice point is phenomenal, brother. And the reality is we have the chance to do it together. That's the joy.
Yes,
we get to celebrate each other, the gifts that we all come to bear, the gifts of our children, the gifts of our elders. You know, the time of city-states and governments and nation-states that commodify the value of people and exploit them for their inherent value, that time is over. The frequency shift will not allow that form of relationship to be maintained any longer. There's new management, brother. There's new management, and that's what's in the office of the Most High. There is new management on this planet.
Yes, indeed. A new sheriff in town.
And brother, you know, it's I'm going to tell you straight up, brother, it's the great black mother, the cosmic center of our galaxy. This is what the ancient ones know, that we're coming into alignment with the reckoning of the mother.
Right.
You speak of integrity. That's what the mother is checking for.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the integrity? Because the integrity is a vibrational match with me, that which sustains all life. You see?
Indeed.
So as we really begin to appreciate the qualities of this opportunity, then we're challenged. Yes, we're going to be challenged. But the thing is, we're never alone. We have to accept all of the great self-help information we've absorbed and read and taken in. We have to accept it, and we have to activate it. And several people are doing this,
which
is so exciting to me.
Yeah, I want to jump in because the thing that I really feel, sense, is part of, I mean, you're saying is that really letting go of that density, the guilt, the shame, the judgment, the jealousy, the envy, the this happened to me, victimization, feel like a victim, you don't understand my life. You know, and you said those things, and I'm not taking that away, it is real, but the shift that is happening now is inviting us to looking at what happened and look at it, heal it, transform it, and be part of the change. Now,
how do we do that, though? That's the question.
Right,
how do we do
exactly,
that? That's a big statement right there.
That's
how do
my
we
point.
Do that? Yes.
How do we do it individually, and how do we do it collectively? That's the thing. And I think
I would say this, brother, and I'm so grateful for this conversation. I would just want to say this. The Spirit really inspires me to say the way we shift it is through our gratitude. We must shift our relationship to our experience. There's been such over-identification with that which is illusory, meaning that which is not real.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't ever real. And what I'm saying is I'm speaking vibrationally now. The vibration of our trauma is not real because it doesn't last forever. Okay? That which lasts forever, the eternal, that alone is real.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a vibrational opportunity to match vibrations, as Abraham Hicks has taught us,
mm-hmm.
to be a vibrational match for that which is true and that which is eternal. Now, that is something that we come to remember mm-hmm. as we ignore it enough. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So to the degree that we express our ignorance to this eternal reality that goes beyond name, form, nation, state, identification, sexual preference, gender, economic status, anything that we've used to name and identify ourselves through is being checked for integrity. There are people who 2 years ago were in a different financial position than they find themselves now. Some have become more what we would call prosperous. Others have lost everything they ever thought was real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is a major shifting tide happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what my suggestion in terms of the solution is in your gratitude, send this gratitude, firstly, to these experiences that you call or identify as trauma. Be willing to sit with them as your beloved teacher, meaning be with this, breathe it in, know yourself to not be this, but you're more the observer to this. And
mm-hmm.
as you begin to
mm-hmm.
see this as not defining you, you can begin to see how a similar thread of experience was visited upon those who visited you with trauma that you would perceive. You see?
Yes.
So you see the continuum of the story, the redundant groove that we've all jumped on or been skipping to now over this sequence of what we call history. It goes back,
mm-hmm.
way back. Now, what's happening as we approach this threshold now, what people need to understand is as this wave is cresting, imagine that it's the lineage of everyone who preceded you in your mother and father's line tumbling forward in your consciousness to be healed, that you are the gateway to bring them into alignment with the one, because there's only one of us here. You see? This is quantum stuff now. This is not mundane, let's just say. And I really invite people to the opportunity to see themselves as far more than they've thought themselves to be.
Indeed, indeed.
And in so being, choose love. And in so being, choose gratitude. In so being, be that. Create. What will you create today? Because everybody knows
mm-hmm.
karma is becoming more and more instant out this piece.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Karma is mm-hmm. becoming more and more instantaneous out in this experience we call planet Earth, okay?
Yes.
So we want to choose love. We want to raise the vibration, vibrate higher, and love is certainly a light frequency, a light way.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Thank you. I'm buzzing over here, shaking my leg, you know, trying to calm myself down. I was like, hey, man, and it's so true, because what you're saying is, you know, that there must come a time where we shift. Like Iyanla VanZant said, it's like, she said, I'm telling people how to be a person, how to deal with life, how to live
life.
So when we look at the things that happen to us, the guilt, the trauma, all the experience, the abuse, you know, we can simplify it, but if the analogy I'm going to give might be simple, but it helps to see the picture. When you think about if you're cooking something or baking something. Yesterday I was baking cornbread, and I had the oven like 400 degrees. I would not dare put my hands in there because I know enough, but I needed that heat at 400 degrees to heat the batter so I can have the cornbread. So the trauma that we've gone through is the perfect heat that we needed to transform to the truth of who we are so that we can serve the world, so we can serve ourselves. Now, some of us don't want to get in the oven because we're afraid of the heat, and we're left on this planet undone and blame everybody else for being ready to serve the rest of the world. So if we start to look at everything that happened was the perfect condition to support you to be who you are today as part of the change, then you can be really grateful. You know, you talk about your stories, and I love how you said something about transcending the challenges that come with being adopted. I love how you tied that in. You didn't go into details like, you know, I transcended. Because there's a lot in there. There's something about a soul remember, body memory that we all have to go through and grow through. There's some things I had to revisit about growing up and what I learned from my parents. I wasn't adopted, but I still have my stuff. We all have the stuff that we go through and grow through. We must be willing to look at it, be grateful for it. Sometimes we're not at the place of being grateful, but if we can find that and really sit, and you said earlier, inquiry, to sit within and question and reflect, why did I go through that? What is it about me? Not from a place of victimhood, but what is the gift in this? What is the lesson? You will get your answer, and then gratitude becomes a natural process. You get to a point where you're not grateful for something. It becomes an unconditional gratitude. You just give thanks just because. You give thanks because, wow, I am still here. Ah, woo. Well, cool, Ray, I'm so glad you're here. You're lighting me up, brother. You're lighting me up. McCool Ray is my guest. He's sharing the inspiration. He's sharing his light. He's shining his ray on us because he's two trees that are standing tall that go deep down into the root of Mother Earth, and they're serving up the sustenance for our own transformation. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We're going to take a call. And I also, before we finish this conversation, I want to talk about the 3 days of darkness because people are, oh, my God, some people are going to be. Yeah, anyway, we'll talk about that when we come back. But we're going to take a call now. All right, let's go to Tanya. Tanya, glowing gooch, glow. How are you doing, my sister friend?
Hello, Aday. How are you? Hello, Karai. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
I just wanted to thank you two brothers because I just cried last night about this situation. You know, I've come to a point from a lot of hurt and pain, and I'm sure a lot of people out there have come from hurt and pain, but I've gotten to the point where I was really forgiving people. And, you know, you can forgive people, but a lot of times the forgiveness is only in you. They don't forgive you. I just started noticing, like, when you get to your transformation and you are grounded, those same people, they will still come at you. And sometimes they will try to take you back into that darkness. And I'm not going back there. And sometimes it gets to you. It's not a point where it doesn't make me angry. It's like, it's tedious to me. And I'm like, why is that they just can't see this? But I have to realize that they have not gone through their transformation. And that's why it's so important for you to hold on to your power. Because if you don't hold on to your power, when these souls come at you, they will take you back to where you started. If you don't know to stay grounded. And I just want to thank you two today for adding a footprint to my blueprint so I can stay on my divine order. Because I have realized you can't erase it. You can't erase anything that has happened to you, but you have to. It's not going to start to change until you embrace it. You have to embrace it because you will start to change. And the change is about you.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
And I just want to thank you all. God bless you and keep on doing what you do.
God bless you, sister.
Thank you,
thank you so much.
God bless you, Tanya. And she's from the D.C. area, too, McCoy.
All right, D.C. Stand up, D.C.
I'm in D.C. right now.
That's right.
I knew it was something special there.
Hey, by the way, sister, let me tell you, you know, this weekend in D.C. is something called the Prayer Vigil for the Earth. Now, this is a gathering of indigenous elders and wisdom keepers from around the world downtown on the mall, which is next to the Washington Monument, right on the mall grounds, across the street from the White House. This is a place where African elders, Native American elders, Tibetan Buddhist elders, I mean, elders from every religion, as you can imagine, in spiritual paths from around the world, gather annually to help raise this vibration. And I tell you what, it would be a wonderful gift to give to yourself. Just to go down there this Saturday and Sunday, they keep a fire the whole time in the native tradition, and they keep it overnight as a literal vigil to raise the vibration and pray for the rebalancement of the earth. And I really, as you are in D.C., I recommend you go there, and your life will continue to spiral up, and you will meet some magnificent people.
I'll come up and introduce myself to you.
Hey, hallelujah. And, you know, it's just if you check out oneprayer.org. One prayer, O-N-E, prayer, P-R-A-Y-E-R.org. That'll be the website where you can get the information on the timing and the exact location, as I just said, because I would love to definitely meet you there, see you there.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tanya. Yeah. Appreciate
you.
Yes. Indeed. We're going to take a quick break. We've got some more calls. We've got a question for you, McCoy Ray. We'll ask, we get to that. We're coming back. Take a break. This McCoy Ray was talking about a song earlier, All Faith Into God. I love that song. The best part for me, McCoy Ray, is when Ricky talks about a seed needed darkness to give birth to new life. You know, and we're afraid of the darkness, but we want to be made new. It's like, what, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die kind of mentality. I love that song. But, yeah, we're going to take a break. Come back and fire some more questions, take some calls. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And we're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived. You can find it on, on iTunes and subscribe. And don't go a day without Life Coach Ade. You can't use with the stuff he uses, I'm telling you. We're adding footprint to your blueprint. I love that, Tanya. That is just awesome.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Jail of all is lost, but
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, got you not fart. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One. Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversation.
Yes, indeed. We're supporting you to be the change you want to see. Before the break, we played Ricky Byers Beckwith. It All Fades Into God. Her website address is weletitbe.com. Get yourself a CD, at least one. If you don't have it, go get the latest one. If you don't have it, get the new one. Get the old one. Whatever you get will be the perfect one. Ricky and Reverend Michael are just amazing writers. Yes, so much. We're going to take some calls. People want to do readings. We're talking to McCoray, my brother, my friend, myself. He's a poet, a singer, a pianist, composer, music producer. He's just a lover of life, a peace educator, and he is about shining his light, his rays, so that we can all benefit. Now, McCoray, what's the best website for you? Usually I give people your Facebook details. What's the best way for people to find out about you, where you are, where you're moving to, where you're teleporting from?
Okay, well, I would really have to, if it's all right, just give people a couple of different websites. And for my music, if people are interested, there's two websites. One would be facebook.com/... MIKUAKRAI music. So okay. That's facebook.com/ MIKUAKRAI music. Okay. And another website to find the album that people are hearing music from, the album Simple Truth, plus some other new music. I have another project with a brother of mine called Telectone, which is quite a different musical adventure and expression. But this music is located at mikuakrai.bandcamp.com. Again, that's
Bandcamp,
BANDCAMP.com. Again, that's mikuakrai.bandcamp.com. And there's music there. Now, as it relates to the work that I do with regard to calendar change, the 13 moon calendar, that people would also know as referenced as the Mayan calendar, in that realm, in that work, the website to share with them to learn more about that work. But there's a couple of them. There's a Facebook page, which I really want to encourage people to join or like, and that is facebook.com/galactic synchronization. Galactic Synchronization, S-Y-N-C-H-R-O-N-I-Z-A-T-I-O-N, Synchronization. So People can also search Galactic Synchronization in the little Facebook search bar when they're on Facebook and find that. You know, in terms of other websites, people can visit for more of my personal media portfolio, the work I do relevant to social media, where I like to say be the media you want to see. people can go to WorldBridge Media, worldbridgemedia.com. That's all one word, worldbridgemedia.com. And I'm a world bridger. That's my galactic signature. I'm a solar world bridger. Everybody
yes,
has
are.
What we call a solar. Everybody has what we call their solar seal and their galactic tone that makes up what is referred to as their galactic signature or the sign of their nature, according to this particular lens of the ancient ones. So it's.
We're
going to
talk more about that
before
continue. And you talk about your world bridges. I can see. That's why you have all these highways to reach you, information highways to connect with you. You're definitely bridging worlds. Let's take the, I want to give you this question regarding, and then we're going to talk about the galactic signature and then do a reading and then some other callers. So the question is, people call him the ambassador of peace. In his travels around the world, what has he learned about oneness and the divine? People call you the ambassador of peace. In your travels around the world, what have you learned about oneness and the divine?
Well, thank you for the question, first of all. And, you know, as that song just really resonated with us, as we said earlier, you know, it all fades into God. Mm-hmm. This is something that I've come to accept very early on in my life because, as we've said, everybody has their own trauma, their own transformational recipe, right? The things that catalyze us, our experiences. And I have really learned to honor, to embrace the perfection of every situation, every circumstance surrounding my birth and my purpose of being here. And I see the same for each of us, that we're all here with purpose. We're all here, you know, for a calling that we might or might not be conscious to. And so in terms of peace, that peace, if I'm an ambassador of peace, I really would qualify that by saying I'm an ambassador of learning how to sustain and continue to nurture my own inner being, my own inner peace, so that that emanates and that people do feel warm and they feel love. You know, because that's really what it comes to, you know. So as far as that's concerned, that takes me around the world. It has me sharing, as ambassadors do, with various social causes, creative causes, community causes in cities around the world, through the arts, through advocacy for youth, through advocacy for calendar change, advocacy for the arts, and then my participation in each of those capacities as well. So as I've been experiencing this, essentially it has fostered a frequency in me, a place of peace, because I'm just so grateful for my life, evermore. I mean, just the opportunity to be here on this show and to share my innermost feeling and self with all of you is just amazing, and it just fosters peace in me, because these are the platforms, this is the opportunity that I've been waiting for and excited to participate in for several years. Very excited about this shift in consciousness where we can get out of this frequency of separation and be in a place where we foster and we encourage our peace and therefore do the same with others. So many have done that for me, you know what I mean? Like I'm humbled by the example of my guru, you know, Mata Amritananda Mayi, known as Amachi, or the Hugging Saint, who to me, frankly, represents the highest epitome of bhakti, devotional service in yoga, in lovingly embracing humanity, literally, embracing the world, you know? And so from a place of her innermost knowing, her innermost connection to the divine and all, she's able to really serve many emotionally, psychologically, physically, you know, in various ways. Which, to me, serves as an epitome. It serves as, a remarkable example of our potential, of the potential to serve. And that gives me peace, just to see it actually activated, actualized on the planet in physical form, not just some fantasy or some story of ancient lore, but really here, present day, right now. And so many people, this is what I have to say, you know, that's what fosters that peace.
Mm-hmm. So hear you. Let's talk about, we want to talk about galactic signature, but before we do that, I want to talk about this day of darkness, 3 day of night, and there's been a lot of information about it, and people have their own theory. There's a lot of information on the website, and for me, some of the things are just laughable. And it's just, I mean, I don't laugh at it, but as I'm reading it, it's like I hear there's like a part of me that just, it's like this being in me just laughing out loud. And sometimes, for the most part, sometimes you give man as in humanity, woman, a piece of information and project it into the future, it can be dangerous, especially if the person is not enlightened, grounded, or really listening completely. So let's talk about this 3 days of darkness that's going to come upon the earth, and some people are going to be held in purgatory, some people are going to move to the fifth dimension, and some of us are going to be here to usher people to move on. What is that all about?
What we're talking about when you hear people referring to that instant, those moments, is the threshold. The threshold is represented in the numerical understanding of the sequence of days, count of days, that culminate in December 21st, 2012. Mm-hmm. The reality of this is that there is a specific astronomical alignment on the solstice, the winter solstice, of our planet, our solar system, in alignment with the great cosmic mother, in alignment with the black mother at the center of it all, as it relates to this galaxy, which is the reflection of the greater galaxy as well. There are several billion galaxies, what to speak of how many suns there are just in this galaxy. Our perspective relative to where we are in this alignment is that we're coming into alignment with the womb. We're coming to reconcile all trauma. We're coming to the reckoning of integrity. For several people on the planet who've been dwelling in darkness, either the darkness that is imposed upon by others or the darkness that they personally imbibe and perpetuate or reflect or project, we're coming to a time of reckoning. We're coming to a time where the material imbalance is being put in check. Now, there is the potential in this grand alignment with this galactic core, with this great mother, the cosmic mother, to where the energy can be such that it literally shifts the electromagnetic grid, the communication grid, the electrical grid being that which supplies the, you know, the false light, if you will, that we light our homes with, that we light facilities and streets with, things like this. There is the potential that the system can be completely overcharged. And anybody who's involved in electricity, electrician work, or any kind of energy work, even those that do Reiki and understand how we have to prepare ourselves for the charge, we have to prepare ourselves in being grounded, to being able to ground the charge so that it doesn't burn us out. See, because it's such a high frequency that's coming into the planet from the core of the galaxy. Now, what is also happening, as there's the potential for that darkness, let's look at this darkness, this 3 days, as a metaphor as well. Whether it's to be taken as a literal thing, and then we tremble in fear from what that might mean, or we come to respect and have reverence for the mother, the divine black mama. I don't know how else to put it to people, but straight up, the mother that's been ignored, the mother that is coming home to check on her children.
Mm.
Okay? 3 days of darkness. You know, I don't know. It's hard to say because now as I'm speaking, I'm thinking of it as a case of my mother coming home and the house is a total mess. I haven't done anything she asked me to do relevant to the list of the things I was supposed to take care of. I neglected it. I rejected it. I ignored it. I got distracted. I got caught up. I just wanted to play. I just wanted to mess around. And I didn't think. I was beside myself. She's coming home. She wants to know that I took good care of it. So humanity is being put on integrity check. Have you done what you contracted to do? Now, you and I, And every single one of us as so-called individual human beings has free will. I am responsible for my choices. You are responsible for yours. We can support each other in our healing. I would not declare myself a healer of anyone other than myself. This is the point of responsibility. This is the point of this darkness. If anybody has ever done any kind of inner darkroom meditation or has ever done any Vipassana or silent retreat, anything like this, even just taking a personal break from your normalcy to say, I want to tune into myself more deeply. When we go within, it might appear to be pitch black at first because we're not used to seeing in the dark. We don't know darkness. We don't know darkness.
Or afraid of the dark.
We don't know darkness as the absolute source and container for all light to play in. We don't know darkness and space as the absolute container for all form. You see, but if we consider for a moment the stars that we're seeing, the light being sent to us, now finally reaching us, is millions and billions of light years away, those stars are no longer there. We're just receiving the light. But they're in a field, a container of absolute possibility, pure blackness, pure darkness. Now, we know that blackness, darkness absorbs all light and color. It contains the entire spectrum unto itself. This spectrum is projected from this blackness, the soil. Like you said, things have to grow and be nurtured, catalyzed in the deepness, the darkness of the soil, or the soul. And people at this time have also, and we've also, I would recommend, and we just review our lives, and we look at the times when we've experienced the dark night of the soul. Now imagine this as a planetary reckoning. We're all being prepared. The grace, and by the grace alone, the grace is affording us the time of preparation. Like we're getting a text from Mama. We know she's on the way. So we got to scramble and get it together. You understand what I'm saying?
So we talk about this darkness.
We have to understand that it's not a negative thing.
Right.
There's going to be several types of media that is going to attempt to get you to vibrate lower into fear and separation. I reject it absolutely because it's my choice. I'm sovereign. I don't need a government or the United Nations to affirm my sovereignty. I have the sovereign right to choose love as my life. And that's my life. That's my choice. That doesn't... You know, and that's the choice. Each of us have the choice, and the idea is at this choice point, at this momentous time of shift and darkness, potentially, what shall we choose? Don't be afraid of the dark, like you mentioned. Certainly, it's not recommended. There's nothing to fear because it's from the darkness you come.
That's right.
That's the reality. That's the beauty of it, though. So we're here. We're being completely rewired and reoriented to the truth of who we are and whose we are. You know? And there's also the fact that according to certain calculations like that of Jose Arguelles, one of my prominent teachers in my life, who has conveyed and retrieved certain knowledge relative to the Mayan and galactic cycles, that which the Olmec presented, that which the Kemetians have known, that which the Dogon practice to this day, the Hopi do dances to it just like the Dogon, and this universal continuum of knowledge, it speaks to this essentially the shifting point as a time where the galaxy comes to a pause. The galaxy wave has been cresting, right, building momentum. That threshold represents the moment of pause, and it's recommended to be completely clear on what we're containing and projecting in consciousness as we meet that most catalytic moment, because whatever that may be, it's like the space between the breath, only the breather this time is the galaxy. We're galactic as well. We have to recognize ourselves as galactic beings. I'm not American.
Yeah.
I'm not even African. You know, these are terminologies placed upon us that we have to really become coherent to. We have to recognize the I am, as you might say. I am that you say I am, because I am none of that and I'm all of that. We must know ourselves to be this and to feel and experience that field of oneness. You know, we could go on for a whole other show about the resentment surrounding the rejection of people based on their race, based upon the dynamic of biology, based upon all these mundane subject matter. The reality is the black and brown and red people of this earth are being uplifted because they're able to handle the vibrational matter, the frequencies and the plasmas that the sun is emitting and transmitting to this planet in preparation for the shift. It's like a massage before you dance.
Yes, yes.
You know?
And all of us are midwives that have been prepared for this change, for this shift. So the birthing taking place, there's the contact happening
within us,
the birthing plane.
Through
yes,
us,
indeed.
On this entire planet. I mean, this is, you know, what some are calling December 22nd, which is highly encouraging, the birthday of the Earth. So there's the implication there that we're going to be here on the 22nd. I'm involved with a major global gathering called Synthesis 2012, and I'm speaking of this because it's a celebration where the International Mayan Council, amongst other wisdom keepers on the earth, are using our global gathering collaboratively as a platform to share their spiritual insight and messages of synchronization with humanity. These elders are coming out of the hillsides, they're coming out of the jungles, they're coming from down from the mountains to share with the people this knowledge that has not gone public. And they're scheduled to do so December 22nd and 23rd. So if they have it in their day book to be there on day one and two of the new cycle, I'm extremely encouraged, I got to tell you.
I'm excited. You know what?
You feel what I'm saying? That's the frequency, brother. That's the frequency.
Yes,
it's a frequency shift. Fear,
we
got to
bring you back.
I ain't got time for
that.
Bring you back. That's not even real.
We got to bring you back. I feel like we just did an intro. We got to bring you back. We got people in the region. I want to talk about a galactic signature and my signature, the Blue Crystal Storm. When I came here, I said, you know what? I dedicated order to crystallize.
Oh, my God.
Universalizing energy. I feel the matrix of self-generation with the crystal tone of cooperation. I am guided by the power of magic. Bring it. I love it. So tell us about the galactic signature.
Brother, let me tell you about that galactic signature. I'm going to share. I'm about to blow your mind.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, hey, man, anchor yourself. Every day has a specific signature. Every signature implies a destiny, a purpose to be fulfilled over a 52-year cycle. Now, that signature, Blue Crystal Hand, okay?
Now, Blue Crystal Storm.
Oh, pardon me. Okay. Mm. That signature is essentially the combination of both the year and the catalytic date, December 21st, 2012. I say that to say that December 21st, 2012 is the Blue Crystal Hand date. We're in the Blue Resonant Storm year. We're in the Seven Storm year. Now, that date is 12 Manique, or 12 Hand, December 21st, 2012. When you observe synchronicity, you observe meaningful arrangement, what you begin to see are the qualitative parallels, the qualitative suggestions being made that can be intuited from. So your birthday and your position in the media and being a catalytic change agent as you are cannot be understated. You ride in the direction of the West, the blue direction of transformation, like the blue hand and like the blue storm. We're in a blue storm year, like your nature is catalyzation and change. Your tone is the crystal tone of cooperation. When we arrive at Choice Point, December 21st, 2012, it is in the energy of cooperation, the crystal tone of cooperation. In the seal, the seventh seal, literally the seventh seal, by the way, the blue hand is the seventh of the tribes, 20 tribes in all, the seventh seal of healing and accomplishment. You represent catalyzation and change. that we may arrive at the accomplishment of healing.
Mm-hmm.
That itself has galactic implication. It has galactic implication. These are the subtle workings that are known through numbers. When a person has the lens through which to perceive and directly experience their signature related to the timing and the unfolding of the arrangement. It's the unconscious becoming conscious. It's what some scientists 100 years ago called the noosphere, or that Akashic field, that memory bank, the psi bank surrounding the earth. I'll tell you, that field of awareness, that field of love and gratitude, pure awareness, is visible as a rainbow around the planet, which has been part of the work of those light workers of the harmonic convergence of 87 to 2013, who have been in the process of launching this very field, this rainbow field, this spectral spectrum surrounding the earth in love and gratitude. That's the accomplishment that we will arrive to due to your catalytic energy and the crystal tonal cooperation of all humanity. That's the opportunity.
I say yes. Had a yes factor. Now,
well,
here,
let me share this with you. I wanted to say that it's another synchronicity today. Today we're in what's called the electric moon of service. You have a 13-moon calendar. It begins every July 26th. It goes 364 days to the following July 24th. So therefore, this July 2012, we began a new 13-moon year. As I said, this year is the blue resonant storm year. Now, today's date happens to be Kin 120 in the 260 count. We know that it is September 25th, as Celeste shared with us as well, the numerical value of that. September 25th, also showing up as the yellow electric sun, Kin 120. The energy today says, I activate in order to enlighten. Bonding life. I seal the matrix of universal fire with the electric tone of service. I am guided by the power of flowering. I am a polar kin. I establish the yellow galactic spectrum. Today is the beginning of a 65-day season, just like we have the seasons of the equinoxes and solstices. In the galactic perspective, you have 65-day sequences that are referred to as galactic seasons. And today is the season, beginning the season of enlightenment, right now, today. And the initials, the acronym created, YES, Yellow Electric Sun. Kin number 120.
I love it. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So this is a very holy, holy time, people. This is the harvest time. We're in the harvest. Now, we're harvesting the content of our consciousness. You know? And we're here to share. We're supposed to share our harvest with each other. You know, it's not fun if you keep it to yourself. You got to share.
Indeed. All right, speaking of share, let's share a reading with someone real quick. But I want you to answer this question in the shortest way possible. I know you're passionate. I know what my answer will be. Glenda said, how should we prepare? Should I take off work during that time, December 21st? How should you do short answer so we can do one reading before you go?
I suggest people, if they can do this, go to www.synthesis2012.com. Look into the idea of coming to Chichen Itza. Synthesis, S-Y-N-T-H-E-S-I-S, 2012, synthesis2012.com, and consider joining us in Mexico with the Maya Council, with the indigenous elders that will be assembling from around the world to be an anchor point for this energy. Chichen Itza is a tuning fork for the planet. So my suggestion is, whether you're in Chichen Itza or not, it's not where you are, it matters how you are.
Indeed.
Where you are
in consciousness.
Right. There we go. And how you are in that vibration. How are you feeling? Mm-hmm. How are you breathing? For goodness sakes.
How are you loving
that? Hey, that's right. How are you living? And the idea here is connect to nature. Be close to the mother. Just be close to the mother. So that grounding charge coming through from the galactic core goes through you. Doesn't get stopped up in concrete and rubber soles on your shoes. Be somewhere where you can go and be present with the earth. We've been having a lot of so-called Indian summers. So don't be scared. It's going to be too cold and all this. Don't make up these excuses in your mind already. I hear you out there. Don't trip. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In a nutshell.
Yes, yes, in a nutshell. It's almost kind of windy, so I have to mute it. But there you have it, my brother. Hope that helped. And
I'll give you my email address. Yes. My email
address.
Thank you. My email address is 13tones, 13tones, 20tribes, 20tribes, @gmail.com. That's 13tones, 20tribes, @gmail.com. And people can reach me at Facebook as well, as I said, facebook.com/ MIKUAKRAI music, MUSIC.
My brother, thank you. We took it to the end. You're coming back if you're available in October to continue the conversation. I have so much enjoyed this conversation. I truly, truly love you. Thank you for the work you're doing.
I love you too, Baba Ade. Thank you for all of your guidance and your grace. Give thanks.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Peace and
blessings. In Lakesh. I love you.
Yes, indeed, in Lakesh. You are simply another me, and I embrace you and salute the divinity within you. I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Be love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. Your life depends on it. Allow the love to flow in and out, and be love. Receive the love. And just as important, live in a holy, holy way. Agape Choir. AgapeLIVE.com. I'm out of here. See you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. I love you.
Let me live in a holy, holy way. Oh, let me live in a
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.